The first lesson this morning comes to us from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 14, verses 23 through 29. And if you would like to follow along in your pew Bibles, you may do so on page 103. Hear now these words. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the words that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who has sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, 'I am going away, and I am coming to you.' If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Our second reading from the scripture comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 10, continuing verse 22 through chapter 22, verse 5. It makes more sense when you see it on the page. If you'd like to follow along, I'll be reading from page 244 of your pew Bible. "And in the Spirit, he carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God the Almighty and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. People will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations. But nothing unclean will enter into it, nor anyone who practices abomination or falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and there will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God." God has a dream, a vision for our future, both as individuals and as the combined people of God. And I believe that this vision of God is similar in many respects to the vision my mother had for me and to the dreams that most mothers dream for their children. God has a vision of family that transcends even the best dreams that we can dream. In the Gospel of John that William read this morning, Jesus speaks about this amazing divine relationship between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is so different from any human relationship that we can only marvel at its purity and scope. One God, three persons. It was never called this in the Holy Bible, but over the centuries from the writings of the Gospels on, human beings embraced this miraculous concept and have named it the Holy Trinity. This triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, has been named many ways. Some people know it as Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. But no matter what you name these three persons in one God, one thing always remains true. There is an amazing and humanly unfathomable love that exists between and among these three persons. A love that we cannot fully understand, but only bask in its divine glow. As you read and study the Bible, you begin to understand the depth of this love that binds Jesus to the Father and to God's Spirit. And I believe that this is what God has in mind for the kind of love that should bind human families as well. Mother, father, and child. And then our second reading. When we think about the incredible imagery from the book of Revelation, we also get a glimpse of the human conception of God's vision for the people of God. Some people interpret this amazing imagery at the end of time as truly the absolute fulfillment of the kingdom of God. This is what God had in mind from the beginning of creation. This is what Jesus was talking about throughout his ministry on earth. And this will be the final consummation of God's relationship with humankind. God dreams about our potential as children of grace. God dreams about what we can become. And in this way, I believe that this is not so different from the dreams a mother dreams for her children. It's just like the dreams my mother had for me. My mom and dad promised me from as long ago as I can remember that they would provide for me a good education. They would give to me the tools that I needed in order to live a successful and fulfilling life. And every night as she tucked me into bed, my mom would tell me in no uncertain terms that I could do and be pretty much anything that I set my mind to. She modeled for me the way of faith in God and the life of service that a good Christian should live. She had expectations for me, so she taught me how to be responsible for myself and for other people, and she set out the clear ways that I would be held accountable. She was quick with her praise and slow with her criticism, and always eager to let me try again when I messed up, which was often. She was always there for me when I fell, ready to pick me up, kiss my cuts and bruises, and get me back on my feet again. She had a dream for me, but she would never impose her will on the path that I would take to that ultimate destination. Mom was always confident that I would be successful, in large part because she loved me. In all of these ways, and in so many more, my mom was just like God. Mothers and God have a dream for their children. Let me share with you a Mother's Day verse that Janet Boyle shared with me. I've made a few changes, but these words are not mine. I discovered this week that this poem, this verse, struck a chord in me, and I hope it will in you as well. Listen to this verse in light of what I've said this morning. Reflections of a Mother and God. I gave you life, but I cannot live it for you. I can teach you things, but I cannot make you learn. I can give you directions, but I cannot be there in person to lead you. I can allow you freedom, but I cannot account for it. I can take you to church, but I cannot make you believe. I can teach you right from wrong, but I cannot always decide for you. I can buy you beautiful clothes, but I cannot make you beautiful inside. I can offer you advice, but I cannot accept it for you. I can offer you my love, but I cannot force it upon you. I can teach you to share, but I cannot make you unselfish. I can teach you respect, but I cannot force you to show honor. I can advise you about your friends, but I cannot choose them for you. I can advise you about sex, but I cannot keep you pure. I can tell you the facts of life, but I cannot build your reputation. I can tell you about alcohol, but I can't say no for you. I can warn you about drugs, but I can't prevent you from using them. I can tell you about life goals, but I cannot achieve them for you. I can teach you kindness, but I can't force you to be gracious. I can warn you about sin, but I cannot make you holy. I can love you as a child, but I cannot place you in God's family. I can pray for you, but I cannot make you walk with God. I can teach you about Jesus Christ, but I cannot make Jesus your Lord. I can tell you how to live, but I cannot give you eternal life. I can love you with unconditional love all of my life, and I will for all time. Mothers have a dream for their children, and so does God. When we follow Jesus Christ and accept the help of the Holy Spirit, we can work to make God's dream a reality. So today, honor your mother and your family. Honor God and live that dream. Amen.